Now, take me through the museum's decision to launch this program. What does the program actually encompass?
Well, our museum is mainly focused on the Holocaust. We do have a really great large section on Judaism in Australia as well. The human rights section is really the culmination of our Holocaust exhibit. It sits at the top of our museum, so you wind up through the history of the Holocaust, through liberation and migration to Australia, and then you get to the human rights section right at the top of our museum. And the exhibition really focuses on human rights in history and human rights in Australia. So when students come, they will mostly come for a three-hour program, a three-hour human rights program. And that will entail a one-hour session with a Holocaust survivor, hearing about what they've gone through and their abuse of human rights. They will also have a one-hour tour that will be partly in that Judaism and Holocaust exhibit, and then a session in the Human Rights Centre at the top. And then they'll have a one-hour seminar with an educator such as myself or someone else from our fabulous team, focusing on an element of human rights that teachers would like us to focus on for students.
So what kind of elements of human rights do you find yourself focusing on? What are teachers most commonly requesting?
So we get a lot of different requests. It depends on what the students are coming in for. So Year 12 Legal Studies, they have human rights as one of their main units of study, and they're going to be looking at it from very much a legal perspective, from the perspective of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and other major documents that have made headway in this area. If they're a little bit younger, they might come in for Year 10 Rights and Freedoms, or they may just be coming in because they're interested in social justice. Then we might give a seminar on something like ethical decision-making, good leadership. It might be on something such as Indigenous rights in Australia. It's really up to the teacher, whatever they think the students will get the most out of at the museum.
I think that this is so fantastic. You mentioned rights for Indigenous Australians, but I understand that you also focus on kind of other persecuted or minority groups like the LGBTIQ community and asylum seekers as well. I think it's really interesting to take the horrors of the Holocaust and use them to inform students about human rights.
Yes, well, the Holocaust was one of the major events that really created headway in the area of human rights. Mm. In particular, one gentleman, René Cassin, who is known sort of as the father of the Declaration of Human Rights, he himself was Jewish and had some personal experience with the Holocaust. And you can see throughout that document elements of the Holocaust. I like to call it shadows of the Holocaust over the document. And so it directly informs the document in a lot of ways. There are other influences as well, but it's a really important piece of history to understand how particular elements of the document ended up where they are. And also the Holocaust, we see a lot of parallels in terms of those groups you just mentioned. Homosexuals were also persecuted under the Nazi regime. I use that word because that's the word that the Nazis themselves used. There's obviously an issue with asylum and refugees at the end of the Holocaust. People with disabilities were also persecuted, which is also one of the areas in the Human Rights Centre. So there's a lot of parallels which helps students make connections and really helps them see the Holocaust as a really important piece of human history. It's not Jewish history on its own, it's human history at large. Mm. And I think it's important for students to make that connection across history and see that there's still things that we need to be doing today. It didn't end with the Holocaust. We're still fighting these battles.
Mm, absolutely. We have that kind of hindsight that we can bring in and we can look at the Holocaust historically. But when you're able to draw those parallels with things that are happening today that we don't yet have hindsight or we don't yet have kind of the knowledge that comes with time passing and with people growing and being able to see what's happening in the atrocities of what's happening. I think being able to draw those parallels with something that we can see as a result in history is a really important lesson for kids to have. What sort of ages are we dealing with here? I know you mentioned kind of the Year 12 Legal Studies class there for a second.
Yeah, definitely. And we get a lot of Year 9 and 10 students and Year 7 and 8 students as well. Sometimes Year 6 depending on what they're coming in for. But because the human rights exhibit is focused less on the Holocaust, it does use it as a case study, but because it's focused less on that, it can be good for those younger students because it can focus less on that sort of violence that's in the Holocaust. So it's great for those younger students as a way into this history and to help them understand why they will be studying it later on as well.
Absolutely. Have you started this program yet? Have we had classes come through for this program?
Yeah, so we've had a few classes come through already. We've had some year sixes and some 9 and 10s and some 12 as well. The official launch of this program is next week on Wednesday on August 18th. And hopefully after that, we'll see a great boom in bookings of students coming in.
What's the response been like so far from the kids that have come through?
Oh, they absolutely love it. I think that the reason that we're getting such a fabulous response is that the portion of the tour that's in the human rights exhibit is really interactive. So the students, there's great videos that we start and stop, and it's facilitated by an educator. And there's lots of questions and questions with each other. There's a post-it note wall where they can write questions they have or issues that are in their own lives. And really, it's an exhibit and a program that's not teaching students what to think. It's teaching them how to think, you know, ask questions, be critical, talk to the people around you. And they really like that sense of personal responsibility that they're being handed in the program. We're giving them that sense of agency in the world and really teaching them how to be active citizens and letting them take that and run with it.
Brianne, it sounds like an incredible program. I hope that lots of Sydney school students will benefit from it. We're going to have to leave it there, but thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Jess.